So that is the section on gay and lesbian. Now, you notice that I did not say anything about the Patrick's Pub, which has now recently become just Patrick's. I have no idea why that is. Maybe the fat ones can answer me that in a nice email or a voicemail. So, but that's just a little insight to the gay and lesbian nightlife, according to Charleston and Savannah. I really don't know why Patrick's isn't in there. Apparently, there used to be, live lube wrestling. Now, if they have live lube wrestling, I'm all over there. So any place that has lube wrestling, but of course, I think that Big Fatty said they don't do that anymore. So, blah, blah. Just when Miss West was about to roll into town, they probably stopped it.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Live lube wrestling.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 344 of the BFO for Friday, the 29th of May, 2009. Y'all, today is the day that Miss West brings herself to the Upchuck, and Big Fatty has got the sling room ready to rock. Yeah. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Friday is going well. Y'all, Big Fatty has had quite the week. I'm feeling okay. I'm sure I'll yawn and burp and fart. There she yawned. Hadn't yawned all day. Y'all, I went by the post office box today, and believe it or not, Big Fatty had a letter in there from the one and only Miss West. And I don't know when he sent that. He sent that on the 21st of May. Y'all, that was a while back. You know, it takes a long time to go over the country. He could have just brought it with him. But y'all, he has sent me an article here that says something to try on your next visit to Woodland Hills. And y'all, it is pictures of desserts at a place called the Nickel Diner in downtown L.A. And perhaps, I don't know this for sure, but perhaps James in L.A. has been to this Nickel Diner, or perhaps even the Sea Hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
But y'all, it is a photo of a bacon maple donut. Delicious. And I'll just read what it says about the Los Angeles Nickel Diner. Downtown LA's new Nickel Diner is a retro hip spot that combines a respect for straightforward cooking with a modern sensibility and good ingredients. It earned immediate fame for its bacon maple donut. Every bit as wonderful as you might think, but there's plenty more worth eating, from well-balanced egg scrambles to tasty Cobb and Caesar salads to modern updates of classics such as vegan chili with soy cheese and avocado. Save room for the amazing desserts. The Nickel Diner is located at 524 South Main Street, Los Angeles, California, 90036. And you can, they have a website, y'all, and it does not require www. It is the 5C Diner. You know, get it? 5C for 5 cent nickel. Marquardt got it. So, y'all, that donut looks delicious. It looks like a Krispy Kreme donut with delicious fresh crumbled bacon on top. Lord. So, anyway, well, thank you, Miss West, for sending that. Of course, I'll see you before you'll actually hear me say that, probably. Y'all, I have done the online check-in for the gay days. You know, I gave you that www yesterday, and y'all, so that's been taken care of now. And, y'all, we are having a celebration because it is Miss West's first trip to Disney World. So, and y'all, I received today, and I, in fact, y'all, this, I do believe, if ever we've had breaking news, this is it.
This is in the Fat Cave Newsroom.
Big Fatty has received an expiration notice for his Woman's Day magazine subscription. Y'all, I can't tell you how excited I am that that fucking shit is finally gonna stop coming. But y'all, Big Fatty has also received, y'all, this is mail opening day. I don't know if you knew that or not, but I have received some adult materials in plastic envelopes. And one is The Advocate with a picture of Summer of Love on the front. And it's a double issue, y'all. It's the Stonewall 40th anniversary issue. And then the other one is the Out magazine that has the Pet Shop Boys on there. And the Trail of Queers, the Iranian Refugees' Long Road to Freedom. So, anyway. And y'all, the Hot List is in the Out magazine also. I guess Big Fatty will be in there. Big Fatty, you're hot! Well, he was in the Chicago's anyway, y'all. Now, y'all, before the time gets away from me to... No, I tell you what. Yeah, before the time gets away from me today, let's do this. Make a wish, wish it a dream, wish it a heart, and your wish will come true. Now, y'all, I had... Y'all, I had mentioned last week that Lurie Warbucks had told Big Fatty that to expect two boxes. Two boxes once he got back from the Chicago. So, y'all, I got back in the office at the coal mine on Tuesday, and there was a box sitting there. And I said, well, Big Fatty, take that box on home and wait for the second one to show up. Well, y'all, it hadn't shown up yet. And so when Big Fatty went by the post office... On Thursday afternoon, y'all, there were two boxes at the post office. So evidently, the Lurie Warbucks gifts have gone to the post office box, and Big Fatty's had a gift sitting here all week long that he hasn't opened. And it's been killing me, y'all. It's just been killing me. So and by the way, today is Archer's birthday, but Big Fatty gets all the gifts. How about that? So, y'all, I'm going to open the one that came in on Tuesday. Now, I've kind of pre-opened these, but I haven't looked inside yet. All right, here's the shipping label. Y'all, it is from that Kim Beaver. Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord. And, y'all, it says, have feedback on how... Oh, wait a minute. No, that's not it. Please... It says, please do check on your gentleman callers next time more closely before they leave, especially when they walk funny. Love, XO, Kim Beaver. So, y'all, I'm going to open this this box. Y'all, it is full. It's full of nothing but those bags of air. Oh! Y'all, Kim Beaver has sent me a spatula. And, y'all, it is the kind of spatula that you mix cakes with, which although is a wonderful spatula, and I do not have one of those, that is not the kind of spatula that Big Fatty lost. But now, y'all, I have a real spatula. I guess maybe it's a flipper that I don't have. Like a pancake flipper? Isn't that called a spatula? Maybe not. Okay, well, Kim, thank you so much. Y'all, it's a big one. It is a very big one. Uh-huh, I bet Archer would like to have this. But y'all, and it's made of silicone, so it should be safe to use with lubricants or whatever. All right, now let's see what Lurie Warbucks has sent. I'm guessing that's who these other two are from here now. Thank you, Kim Beaver. Y'all, Kim Beaver, she is something else. Big Fatty forgot her birthday also. And here she is sending Big Fatty gift this. Oh, my God. All right, let's see what this is. This is to Big Fatty, buy three, get the fourth one free. It's like a coupon from Lurie Warbucks. Oh, dear God. All right, let's see what this is. Y'all, more, if you ever need any bags of air, Big Fatty is a big bag of air, but you knew that. But, y'all, it is, oh, my God, it's the head chefs. And Y'all, the handles are like body parts, like the Gumby toys, you know, that you could, were bendable and all, but the heads are different things. And one of them is a spoon. It's a purple spoon with feet and arms. And then then there's a whisk with feet and arms. Oh, y'all, these are cute. And y'all, these are cool for the kids, too. And then, once again, it is another silicone spatula. And that must be a pancake flipper is what I've lost, y'all. So now I have two spatulas, one of them with legs and arms, and a whisk, and a purple spoon. Oh, those are fabulous. Y'all, I'll have to take a picture of that. Oh, dear God, it makes me worry what's in this second box now. So, anyway, those are really cute. I like... Oh, shit. It's something else, y'all. Let's see what the tag says. It says, have feedback... Oh, no. Too Big Fatty, if you don't like this one, you can give it away from Lurie Warbucks. Okay. Ah! Y'all, this must be the free one, because it is the half it is the half cup measuring cup, and it's a quarter cup too, because it's got two different designations on here. Y'all, that is cute. It's pink, and the whisk is green, and the spoon is purple, and the spatula is orange. So, y'all are just too much, all of y'all. And Ken Beaver, you are just way too much. Every time I'm turning around, there's a box arriving from Kim Beaver. And, you know, Lurie Warbucks, I've got two boxes from him in one day. So, y'all, I cannot tell you how excited I am to get those. They are cute as they can be. So, oh, dear Gussie, what am I going to do with y'all? Y'all, what am I going to do with you? Now, y'all, Big Fatty has... received some additional breaking news, and I'm going to share that with you right now. This is the Fat Cave Entertainment Center. Big Brother 11 debuts Thursday, July the 9th. Now, y'all, they have not announced who the contestants are, or what they look like or anything, but y'all, they're always delicious in the Big Brother house because, you know, they run around with most of their clothes off most of the time. And they also announced that the Big Brother After Dark on the Showtime will indeed be back again this year. So, y'all, set your VRCs for that because, y'all, it's another good one. It's one of Big Fatty's favorites. Behind the big run, you know, Big Fatty loves the Big Brother. So, now, y'all, speaking of the quiz programs, you know, Big Fatty had asked all of you to give Big Fatty an hour and watch The Wipeout on Wednesday night. And, y'all, I had gotten some response from a couple of people. Y'all, the Sea Hag said she and Gooch sat down, and within the first 3 minutes, they had tears running down their faces. So, and I'm guessing that Vera had gas and they had Mexican for supper or something like that was the reason for that. And y'all, then Big Fatty received this very important message.
Hey, Big, this is Freddie in Austin. We're just sitting around watching the season premiere of Wipeout, and I have not laughed so hard in ever. This is going to be the best season ever. Well, it's only the second season, so whatevs. Have a good night. Bye.
Well, thank you for Freddie. And y'all, I'm going to tell you, Big Fatty cackled and giggled like a little schoolgirl. I'm going to tell you. Y'all, they have some highlights. I don't think they have the whole show, but they have some highlights over at the ABC.com. You have to watch a 30-second commercial, and then they show you some of the highlights. But y'all, they've added lots of new things this year. And on the very first segment where they have the big balls, y'all, they have something called the hurdles. And I'm going to tell you what, watching those people do these hurdle things was without a doubt the funniest thing. Now, I love me some big balls. And y'all, at the very end, the last three people go to the gauntlet thing or whatever it's called. And y'all, instead of them sliding down this big sliding board, they now launch them into the air and they land in the water. it's like a catapult. Oh, it was so funny. So funny. So, y'all, I'm telling you, if you're not watching, if you're not watching the Wipeout, shame on you. Shame on you. Now, y'all, I think that since today Miss Wes is arriving, we need to run his little advertisement, his commercial, one more time. One last time, y'all. It's the last time you will hear this commercial.
Well, shut my mouth and damn my eyes. Miss Wes will soon be in Dixieland. The barbecue eating tour of the South kicks off May 29th, and if you're in the Charleston, Savannah, Atlanta, or Orlando areas, why not come out and meet me? I'll be at the world-famous Patrick's Pub in Charleston, South Carolina, on the evening of Saturday, May 30th. I'll be cruising through Savannah, Georgia, May 31st to June 2nd, and if you're in Atlanta on June 3rd, why not join me and other friends and podcasters for the meet and greet and meet. We'll be dining at Fat Matt's restaurant for the meet and greet, and then over to Swingin' Richard's strip club for some more meat. And I'll be finishing my tour in Orlando for Gay Days at Disney World June 5th through the 8th. If you'd like to join along in the fun, send an email to liveitupthepodcast@gmail.com, and we'll live it up together.
Y'all, it is going to be quite the hootenanny once Miss Wes gets to town. So, anyway, y'all, you need to, if you get a chance and you're anywhere close, you ought to come out and meet Miss Wes, because he is a cutie pie, apple of my eye, cutie pie, and this weekend, or the next couple of weekends, he'll be a honey lamb of the South. Yeah, that's right. Now, y'all, Big Fatty is going to look again over here at some of the e-letters that I have received. Now, y'all, I got a correction from Miss Lauren. Her mama did not say Big Fatty was cute. She said she liked Big Fatty's kilt, which, of course, means that Big Fatty is cute. So, anyway, and y'all, I have heard from Larry the Lurker. And Larry the Lurker says, "Hey, Big Fatty, did you make it over to the Eagle?" Insert paka here. And y'all, the Eagle in the Chicago's has moved to a new location, and they were unable to get their liquor license prior to the IML, so they were not open, I don't think. So anyway, and y'all, then I got something from Steve in the Uck, and y'all, it is something that was on the Towelhead Road that Archer always goes to. Oh, dear Gussie. And y'all, it was a picture, and if you want to, you can go to the TOWLEROAD.com. And y'all, and this was the posting for Monday, the 26th. Y'all, they have changed the name in the Uck of Butthole Road, BUTTHOLE, two words, Butthole Road. They've changed it to Archer's Way. How appropriate. And so y'all, get on the horn and wish Butthole Road, I mean Archer's Way, make-believe birthday, because you know, y'all, the real birthday is in October. But that's okay, because this weekend he and the boyfriend will be participating in
live lube wrestling.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.